Father, we thank you for this wonderful day. Lord, you are good, you are kind. We honor your name, O Lord, for you are great and there is none like unto you. Lord, we bless you. Thank you, O Lord, for your mercy and for your kindness. For Lord, you are good and you are kind. We worship you for your mercy, for your grace. O Lord, we honor you. We lay our crown before you and we say thank you, Jesus, for you are the Lord and there is none like unto you. We worship you. Hallelujah. We bow before you, O Lord, and we say you are God and you are God forevermore. Thank you, Father. Righteous Lord, we exalt you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for you are worthy to be praised, O Lord. We give you all the glory. And Father, we are before you this day. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Thursday, the 23rd of July, 2026. I want you to thank the Lord for his mercy upon you. Honor him, for his God is good and his mercy endures forever over you. And I want you to stand on the word of the Lord and speak concerning your day, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. The favor of the Lord is upon me. The favor of the Lord becomes my heritage. In the name of Jesus, the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. I declare that I move from glory to glory. I declare that I have divine connection in the name of Jesus. Connection that speaks purpose. I receive today in the name of Jesus. I declare that the grace of God is made available unto me. Today, I stand on the word of the Lord. I reject every fear of the unknown in the name of Jesus. Oh, I embrace the blessings of the Lord. I embrace the grace of the Lord. I embrace wisdom today. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I am the head and not the tail. In the name of Jesus, today I receive direction. I receive grace for opportunity. I call forth hidden riches that are in secret places. You are released unto me today. In the name of Jesus, I break every cycle of the wicked over my day. I break every cycle of hard labor over my day. In the name of Jesus, my movement today is divined by mercy. In the name of Jesus, the mercy of the Lord walk for me. The mercy of the Lord walk with me. In the name of Jesus, I walk under the favor of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, every negative thought, every negative imagination, I silence you. In the name of Jesus, I silence every whisper of failure, every whisper of sickness, every whisper of accident over my life. I silence you. The mercy of the Lord speak over my life. The mercy of the Lord speak grace. The mercy of the Lord speak preservation. The mercy of the Lord speak exemption over my life. In the name of Jesus, oh, I declare today the hand of the Lord is upon me. I declare the blessings of the Lord is upon me. In the name of Jesus, today I experience supernatural favor in hard places. In the name of Jesus, for the favor of the Lord will put me into the treasures of men. In the name of Jesus, I pull down every imagination, every evil thought that is exalting itself against the name of the Lord. I pull you down in the name of Jesus. Today I arise above the storms of life in the name of Jesus. For the grace of the Lord is upon me. For the Lord anoints me with oil. My cup runs over. The Lord anoints my feet and it makes me to walk upon my high places. I arise above the storms of life in the name of Jesus. Today, I walk under divine instruction and I walk in the blessings of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Today, by favor, I assess my provision for today in the name of Jesus. Today, I enjoy angelic assistance, for the Lord has given his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. Oh, I declare that the hand of the Lord is upon me. In the name of Jesus, today I reject the wars of this day. I reject sickness. I reject infirmity. I reject failure. I reject pains in the name of Jesus. I declare today, all that is in you work together for my blessing. All that is in you work together in my favor in the name of Jesus. I command everything that is not planted by God in this day, you are uprooted. In the name of Jesus, I receive fresh anointing from the presence of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I am the garden that the Lord takes care of. The eyes of the Lord is upon me from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. I am fruitful, for I am planted in the house of the Lord. I flourish in the court of my God. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, before we go into His word for us, I want to remind you of our program that is coming up on the 38th of July. That is next week, Thursday, by the grace of God. Next week, Thursday, by 12 noon, by the grace of God. I am inviting you to partake of this wonderful program. It's going to be a precious time in the presence of the Lord. We are going to be looking at hope, purpose, and future in the context of Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11. We are going to come together at the feet of the Lord to listen to Him. I'm inviting you specially to come and enjoy the blessings of the Lord. The venue is at Oluwa Damilare Garden beside National Open University, behind Tafo Arena at Ijokodo Junction, Sango Elele Road in Ibadan here. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Yesterday, we visited our anchor scripture, and I told you yesterday that for you to enjoy the blessings of the Lord, for you to be able to assess His thought and His plan for your life, which is to give you a future and a hope, that you have to surrender yourself to His will. We started with obedience, and yesterday we spoke about to surrender your will to Him. And I remember that one of the things that I concluded with yesterday is that you follow the word of the Lord, surrender yourself to His will, even when it does not make sense. Even when it doesn't make sense. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11. For I know the thought that I think towards you, says the Lord, thought of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Beloved, I want you to come to an understanding that God's way is not our way. God's way is not your way. His thought is far higher, better, and different from your own thought. The scripture says in the book of Isaiah chapter 55 verse 9, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thought. Understand this, dearly beloved. There is no comparison in God's plan for your life and your own plan. What should be your own desire is to ask the Holy Spirit to help you, for you to always work in the finished work that Jesus Christ has done. I said this yesterday, that there is a finished work of Christ. All you have to do is to work in the finished work that He has done. Let me explain this to you. Imagine yourself as a father, and by the grace of the Lord blesses you, and you have more than enough to leave behind for your children. You have done the work. Now, your children, generation coming behind you, all they have to do is to work on the work that you have done. Because as per inheritance, you have gone through the work for them. So it means the work for them, as far as it's concerned, let's say in the aspect of property, selling land, you have done the work for them. All they have to do is to work in the work that you have done. Now, more than this is the finished work of Christ, for He has ascended into the heavens and is seated in the right hand of the Father. For we, not just that He has seated there, He has given us invitation that we are seated with Him, the Lord Jesus Christ, in the heavenly places. So it is the finished work of Christ. If you look at Philippians chapter 4 verse 19, I pray that the Holy Spirit will give us understanding, and that we'll be able to surrender our will and bow out to his thought. Philippians chapter 4 verse 19, the Lord will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by my Lord Jesus. He said the Lord will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by my Lord Jesus Christ. It's not according to the riches of glory of men. It is a finished work of Christ. Your reality should be found in the word that the Lord has spoken concerning you. Your reality should be the reality of the word of the Lord. Your reality should not be the appearance of the pain that you are going through, but your reality should be in the assurance that is given to you by the Lord Jesus Christ. All you have to do is to work in the finished work that he has done. He has done the work. The scripture says he has laid captivity captive and he has given free gift unto us. He has done it. What is expected of you is to walk in the finished work of Christ. The Lord will help you in Jesus' name. The thought of the Lord, some people will say or may say that the thought or the word of the Lord to them, it does not make sense. But I can assure you, dearly beloved, if it is a word that will give you a future and a hope, might be a word to the people of the world that does not make sense. It does not make sense. The word of the Lord to a natural man cannot make sense. It will not. Even for you as a believer, sometimes when you read the scripture and you see the magnitude of the possibility that is in the word of the Lord, if you don't read with the eyes of faith, if you don't read with the mind of the Holy Spirit, you will see so many things that does not make sense. Because, please, try to explain to me, when Sarah, she was already 90 years, she had gone past the age of childbearing. In fact, if there's anything like menopause, she has gotten to that stage. It is not even menopause anymore. It is menopause. She has gotten to that stage. But then the Lord visited Abraham and he said that according to the time of life, that by this time, Sarah is going to be with a child. Do you know that the wife of the man that is accorded as a man of faith, she laughed. She laughed because to her, it does not make sense. It doesn't make sense. Listen to me. Don't evaluate God's word or his promises for you by human standard or by your current reality. They will stand against those words because your current reality is not a picture of the thought of the Lord for you. It's not a picture of the mind of God for you. Understand that he is the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 28 is the creator of the ends of the earth. Our God is never weary. He does not faint. He is God. Whatever he says, he's going to stand by it. It might not make sense when he speaks it, but stand on the word of the Lord with the help of the Holy Spirit. Human understanding cannot carry the possibility and the assurance that is in the word of God. Human understanding cannot process the reality of the scripture because their mind cannot just carry it. To them, it does not make sense. Psalm 138 verse 2. If you look at the B part there, the scripture says, you have magnified your word above all your name. It is the word of the Lord. He has said that none of the word that proceed out of his mouth will return back to him void. Every word that God has spoken concerning you, he said it will prosper in that very thing that I have sent it to do. So it is for you to accept his word, accept it as your reality, and press into the fulfillment of the word. Work on the finished work of Christ. Do what he has asked you to do. If the requirement to assess your inheritance is to pray, pray. If the requirement is for you to fast, fast. If the requirement is for you to give, give. All you have to do is to stand on his word with a mind of possibility. Even when it does not make sense, look at it with the eyes of faith. It is the word of the Lord. Like I was saying before, that the Lord spoke concerning Sarah, that she was going to have a child at her old age. God said to Sarah, you are going to have a child. She's 90 years over the age of childbearing. She has gotten to a point of monostop, not monopause. But as far as God is concerned, this woman is going to be the way by which Isaac is going to be born. Listen to me as I try to bring this to a conclusion. The children of Israel, they got to a point that they were standing in front of a sea that is called the Red Sea. Now, God spoke to Moses, tell the children of Israel to go forward? Does that even make sense? Because as far as God is concerned, his own way by which he's going to take them through is going through the Red Sea. God took them through the middle of the water. Let me say this and you hold it in your hand. I want you to understand, if you are with God, the world around you may have seen you at your end, may have seen you that you have gotten to your end, because they have seen that you have gotten to a place that is called a dead end. But with God's intervention, that dead end is going to become your highway in the name of Jesus. Because you are standing with the word of the Lord, you are standing with the Lord and his word, that dead end is going to become an highway for you in the name of Jesus. Remember, it might not make sense to them, but let it make your reality. Let the word of the Lord form the base of your reality. Let it become your thoughts. Let it become your convention every day that he has said it, and that settles it, and I believe it. He has said it, it is settled, I believe it, and I press into the reality. It is well with you in the name of Jesus. I put the blessings of the Lord upon you as you go this morning. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace all around in Jesus' name. Amen. Remember that the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.